Principles for Building Resilience. Sustaining Ecosystem Services and Social Ecological Systems. Authors, Renette Biggs, Maha Schlutter, and Michael L. Schoon. Unpredicted Changes. We live in a world of rapid and unprecedented change. There's growing evidence that the massive scale and extent of human activities, such as transport and release of novel chemicals, are undermining the capacity of nature to generate key ecosystem services on which we depend. The rise of a new science. The challenge of ensuring human well-being in the face of these rapid changes to the environment and human society has given rise to a variety of new approaches and types of science. One of these is the resilience approach, which is a new research area that seeks to understand the interactions between nature and society in order to inform pressing sustainability changes. From a resilience perspective, change is an inherent characteristic of social ecological systems, or SES. 7 Principles for Building Resilience. The past 2 decades have seen rapid growth in research on social ecological resilience that resulted in 7 generic principles for enhancing the resilience of ecosystem services. Principle 1. Maintain diversity and redundancy. The concept of diversity refers to the number of different elements present. Diversity is widely held to be important for resilience because it provides options for responding to change. Systems with many different components are generally more resilient than systems with fewer or less heterogeneous components. Redundancy, on the other hand, describes the replication of elements or pathways in a system. It's determined by the number of elements that perform a particular function similarly. Response diversity in combination with functional redundancy is particularly important for providing options to maintain ecosystem services in the face of disturbance. Monitor diversity and redundancy. Measuring and monitoring diversity and redundancy should be linked to particular ecosystem services as far as possible, rather than relying on general methods. Change the focus of management paradigms from maximum efficiency to maintaining resilience over time. The resilience value of diversity and redundancy should be weighed against the gains in efficiency derived from streamlining towards optimal exploitation types. Principle 2. Manage connectivity. Connectivity refers to the way in which parts of an SES interact with each other, in every system that can be conceptualized as a sum of individual components. Connectivity refers to the nature and strength of the interactions between these components. 1. Map connectivity. Mapping connectivity is the first step to understanding the relevant parts of the SES, their scale, interactions, and the currency of connectivity. Based on this information, visualization and network analysis tools can assist to map the structure, the units flowing across links, and strength of connectivity in the SES. 2. Restore connectivity. This involves the creation of keystone nodes in the SES, depending on the ecosystem service that needs to be enhanced, and the type of disturbance against which one wants to protect. 3. Optimize connectivity. Sometimes it's more useful to manage current connectivity patterns to minimize the effect of a disturbance on the resilience of ecosystem services. Principle 3. Manage slow variables and feedbacks. SES consists of and are affected by a multitude of variables that change and interact on a range of timescales. Some of these variables are slow, in the sense that they change much more gradually than other fast variables. 1. Weakened feedbacks that trap SES in undesired regime. This can be particularly important in ecosystem restoration projects. 2. Addressing missing feedbacks. For many environmental problems, there are missing feedbacks between the impacts on an SES and the key drivers of change in those systems. 3. Establish governance structures that can respond to monitoring information in a timely manner. Establishing governance structures that can effectively respond to information about changes in slow variables is critical to preventing SES changes that undermine the provision of desired ecosystem services. Principle 4. Foster complex adaptive system thinking. Management that views SES as a complex adaptive system, or CAS, enhances the resilience of ecosystem services by emphasizing the substantial uncertainties surrounding SES. 1. Develop an uncertainty-tolerant culture. CAS thinking embodies a broad acceptance of uncertainty, variability, and change. Scenario planning has been remarkably effective as an approach to embrace uncertainty in SES and develop robust responses, all while fostering CAS thinking. Scenario planning is a structured process of exploring and evaluating future complexity by identifying alternative development pathways, assessing unintended consequences of decisions, and even recognizing opportunities. 2. Investigate critical thresholds and non-linearities. Not all change processes in SES are characterized by discontinuities or thresholds. However, where non-linear change does occur, it has important implications for managers and resource users because of the high social and ecological costs of surprise events and prospect of hysteresis. Principle 5. Encourage learning. Knowledge of social ecological systems is always partial and incomplete. Efforts to enhance the resilience of ecosystem services must therefore be supported by continuous learning processes. Otherwise, knowledge of SES would be obsolete, as the system it represents changes. While several scholars lament the lack of certainty around what learning mechanism to use and when to use them, several studies suggest the following. 1. Support long-term social ecological monitoring. The collection of long-term monitoring data can provide a means to separate trends from variation in complex SES. Managing for resilience often involves the management of slowly changing variables, and observing change in these slow variables requires long-term monitoring to support the detection of expected and unexpected changes in SES. 2. Provide opportunities for interaction. Social learning requires appropriate social forums that support prolonged and frequent interaction. Typically, these social spaces are physical, formally organized settings where stakeholders interact face-to-face through workshops. 3. Ensure sufficient resources. Not having sufficient resources to provide opportunities for people to meet and interact constrains learning and limits the emergence of a comprehensive vision of adaptive management. Principle 6. Broaden participation. Participation refers to the active engagement of relevant stakeholders in the management and governance processes. 1. Clarity of goals and expectations. There is a need to be clear about which participative methodology is appropriate, and clear throughout the participative process in terms of goals, roles, and expectations. 2. Capacity building. Capacity building of participants is required, as the skills required to engage in participatory processes may not exist. Capacity objectives, such as social learning, are a primary goal of participation. 3. Resourcing. Participatory processes are demanding in terms of financial resources, time, effort, skills, expertise, and flexibility. Principle 7. Promote polycentric governance systems. Polycentricity is a governance system in which there are multiple interacting governing bodies with autonomy to make and enforce rules. Polycentric governance, as opposed to monocentric strategies, enhances the resilience of ecosystem services in several ways. 1. Polycentricity provides opportunities for experimentation at more localized levels. 2. By increasing the breadth of inclusion, a polycentric system can capitalize on scale-specific knowledge to aid learning through sharing information, experience, and knowledge across cultures and scales. 3. Polycentric approaches confer connectivity, modularity, and diversity that can foster preservation of key SES elements. Final words. As SES are characterized by self-organization, our capacity to predict and steer an SES into a particular direction is limited. Given the unpredictability they entail, resilience as an approach for dealing with change and uncertainty has a particular contribution to make. The 7 principles foster more sustainable SES trajectories by enhancing system structures that support collective action processes to resolve trade-offs, support sustainable resource use, and allow actors and governance to respond adaptively to new and unexpected challenges. They are, however, still an early attempt at identifying factors and processes relevant for the resilience of ecosystem services. Other principles might be added, or the existing ones revised, or discarded, and our understanding of how, when, and where they apply will grow with time. Only the future can tell which principles are most effective.